My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Super Bowl!
Super Browns!
Yeah!
Let's go, damn it! I want Jerry Jones, I want Dak Prescott, I want Mitch, I want my dead uncle, the Cowboys fan, I want them all! Let's go! If you ain't gonna get hyped today, when are you gonna get hyped? Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Yeah, damn it!
Let's go!
Let's go, baby! Let's go! If you can't do it today, there's no use of saving it, it's no good tomorrow! Nathan Zagura joins us right now. Hello.
Hello, Monfrer. Let's go.
I hope you're excited. Oh, I know you're excited. You're an excitable boy.
I mean, you think they're going to let seatbelt Kalen Carson come to town and try to drape himself over Mari Cooper, Jerry Jeudy? It's not happening, Nathan.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. In fact, I think there's going to be a big bullseye on Kalen Carson, a beacon for Deshaun Watson. That's where I'm going to go with the football. And on the other side, they've got Trayvon Diggs coming back off of that knee injury. And look, can he take the ball away? Absolutely. 11 picks in 2011, 15 the last 3 years. He only played 2 games a year ago. But he also has given up the most yards in coverage in the NFL during that span as well. So it's a feast or famine pass D. I think with the 5th-round pick coming in, Kalen Carson hasn't had an interception even in college since 2021. I think the Browns absolutely got to protect. That's going to be key. And you saw what happens with bad protection a little bit last night, but absolutely. Let's go. Kalen Carson, come on, baby.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the hotline. All right, Nathan, we got to get into it a little bit here. The offense, it seems like the coaches have been selling something this week. I don't know if the fans are buying it. The defense, it seems that Jim Schwartz is trying to temper everybody's expectations, but you got a lot of these same guys here. So how do you take, or what do you take from what you heard this week, and how do you think that they're going to apply it coming up on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, it's all about, obviously, the execution that takes place on the field, but the coaches certainly have a very good picture of what they've seen. Jim Schwartz is always going to be pragmatic and realistic and say, look, the fact that we were number one defense in the league last year, that doesn't matter. Their carryover, you know, necessarily year to year is not there, especially when it comes to total defense. But the talent is there. I would argue that they've upgraded their interior pass rush with the addition of Quentin Jefferson, and eventually they'll get their second-round pick, Mike Hall, out there. Back end is healthy this year. Juan Thornhill was limited by that cap. Jordan Hicks, I think, a true Mike linebacker, 5 straight 100-tackle seasons. That's an upgrade there. So I think the Browns defense should be poised to be excellent once again. I think what'll be interesting this year is if, you know, do they just stick with what they were? We're just going to come out and we're going to play man? For example, you have an interesting scenario this week with CeeDee Lamb. Do you double CeeDee Lamb and put Denzel Ward on Brandon Cooks, kind of Belichick style, and say, okay, what are you guys going to do throwing the football? Or do you say, this is who we are, we're going to play that man with a single high safety, and we're going to do that? So those things will be interesting to see. Now, Dallas, again, they've got their tackle situation. Terrence Steele on the right side, you have 8 sacks last year, 54 pressures. Was not one of the better pass-blocking right tackles. Their left tackle a first rounder who didn't start playing football until high school and started 14 games at Oklahoma, all of them at right tackle. Their center hasn't played center before. So I think it's going to be interesting. They got two great guards similar to us. But yeah, that's where that defense is going to be there. And then you flip around the offensive side, and Ken Dorsey, I thought, sounded like a guy who was very, very confident in what the Browns are going to put on the field. And you love the skill position group. You think about, you talked about the issues in their secondary already, and you've got Amari and Judy and Elijah and Tillman and Chief. I think it bodes well for this Cleveland Browns offense. They've got to protect. That's going to be the whole key. Left tackle, still a question mark. You know, will it be, Jed Will said he's not starting, so will it be James Hudson? Will it be Jack Conklin? Sounds like Conklin's been a little more limited, so it could be James Hudson, and you're going to have to make sure that, you know, Micah Parsons doesn't wreck this game.
Mike McCarthy was on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas this morning, and he had said, quote, we will be good at running the football, and that's because we're going to commit to it. Do you want them to run the football? And say, yeah, you said great. Go ahead, Nathan.
Yeah, absolutely. I want them to run the football. Dak Prescott is really good, and I think it's incredible to me that he has not gotten a contract, and that'll obviously be a big story for him all season long. But you're talking about a guy last year in the MVP voting, led the league in passing touchdowns, led the league in completions, was second in completion percentage, second in rating, third in yards. He was top three in under pressure. He was number one in the NFL in completion percentage in yards. He was top three in passes of 10 to 19 yards in the intermediate game with a 128 rating. He was number three with a 128 rating on passes of more than 20 yards in the air. And so he is a very elite quarterback, one of the best against the blitz as well. I would much rather have them turn around and hand the ball off to Ezekiel Elliott, who has an average over more than 4 yards per carry in each of the last two seasons. I'd much rather have him give the ball to Rico Dowdle, who has 300-something yards in 5 years in the NFL. I am not as concerned about their ability to run the ball or hit big runs as I am certainly for CeeDee Lamb, who had over 1,700 yards a year ago, for Dak Prescott, Brandon Cooks, who can still run. They got a Pro Bowl tight end, Jake Ferguson, who had over 70 catches and 700 yards. So, yeah, if they want to be committed to running the ball, fantastic. Run it all game. Why not?
Nathan Zagura with us. He'll be there in the game. Of course, you can hear right here on Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan. So that left side that we have talked about to death, basically the entire training camp, you know, is a little bit in flux. And we're not exactly sure who's even going to be there. With that said, do you think that will play into how opened up this offense will be, or the overhauled offense of Ken Dorsey? Do you think we're going to see that this week, or do you think we might kind of get there eventually?
I think you're definitely going to see a lot of elements of it this week, because what it does is give optionality to the quarterback, and sometimes it actually invites a guy like Micah Parsons up the field, and they can either run away from him or throw a bubble screen back behind him. So I do think you'll see some of those spread RPO concepts where you've got inside zone coming across one way, you've got to throw out to the flat with a couple wide receivers blocking the other way. So I definitely think you'll see a lot of the Ken Dorsey stuff in this game. The left side up, yeah, it's concerning. Now, one bit of good news is that Micah Parsons last year, for every snap he lined up against the left tackle, he took two against a right tackle. Now, that could change in this game. There were two games last year where he predominantly went against the left tackle, and so they're obviously game plan specific and versatile in their scheme. Now, Mike Zimmer is in, Dan Quinn is out, we know that. But yeah, I think that you're going to be able to do that. What you're going to do is you're going to chip, you're going to help, you're going to do all of those things on that side to slow him down, because remember, there isn't a single other member of the Dallas Cowboys defense who has had five sacks in the year 2023 on their roster. Dante Fowler's gone. They've lost three, basically close to a third of their pressures and sacks from a year ago are just gone, vaporized. They do not have really that dynamic pass rushing tandem. They've got Micah Parsons, who is elite, 14 sacks a year ago. On the other side, DeMarcus Lawrence had four sacks. He's been, as he's aged, great against the run, not necessarily as much a pass rusher. He hasn't had double-digit sacks since 2018. So I think that the Browns, their front is very good in Dallas, but I do think if you can kind of at least limit, you know, Micah Parsons from wrecking the game, they don't have really those other guys that can win those one-on-one matchups consistently, and you like your one-on-one matchups across the rest of the line.
Do you have any sense of what we might see with kickoffs on Sunday?
Well, last night it felt like they just, by the second half, they're like, we'll just kick it out of the end zone, right? So Maybe we'll see a lot of kick it out of the end zone and take the ball to 30. I do think that some teams feel like they have an advantage there. Now, they have a Pro Bowl returner in Turpin, So I would imagine we might be safe with that as game goes on if we're not able to contain him in the early going. But, yeah, we'll see. I still think that one's going to go to the house somewhere in the NFL. And why not? I'd love it if it was the Cleveland Browns taking it to the house against the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm surprised they were okay just kicking it through the end zone and giving it up at the 30 where, you know, everybody's talking about, no, we give up no free yards, nothing at all. We're going to defend every inch of grass. No way we're giving up anything here. And then they're like, oh, we'll kick it off and play defense at the 30. It's weird.
But they want the ball to be returned every play. They're going to have to make it, you know, a touchback go to the 40. And
yeah,
that'll change things. But 30 seems to feel like, I think they think there's some risk in this play because it basically becomes a run play. And if you get through that one level, there isn't a second level to try and contain.
Give us a guy, Nathan, during camp, maybe preseason, some guy that you think it could translate to game one regular season that we may not be talking about for the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I don't know if we're talking enough about Jerry Jeudy. I've been really, really impressed with his route running. I've been really impressed with his ability to create separation and his ability to catch the ball down the field. So I'm very excited about what Jerry Jeudy is going to bring to this offense. I've been talking about Deontay Foreman all offseason. I think he'll play a big role for this Browns team as well. Cedric Tillman has come a long way, and I do think you will see sometimes where, you know, he is going to be on the field this year for the Browns. I think you'll even see some 10 personnel, which is four receivers with Cedric Tillman out there. Defensively, I mean, the great news about this for the Cleveland Browns is it's the names you know, right? And I think, you know, Obo Okoronkwo is poised for a big season. I think Za'Darius is going to have a very big season. He actually was top 10 among edge rushers in pass rush win rate last year. He just didn't translate that into the sack numbers we're accustomed to seeing. So, and he's healthier this year as well. He's somebody that I would be looking to maybe have a big game here because those tackles, it's going to be an issue. And I imagine wherever Miles is, if he's on Terrence Steele on the right side or he's on Guyton on the left side, that person is going to get help. And so you have the ability to get one-on-ones for Za'Darius and Obo and, you know, Quentin Jefferson's in there as your pass-rushing defensive tackle. And I like those guys' ability. And, you know, Quentin Jefferson, he had 16 sacks the last three seasons, six of them a year ago, a career high. We have not had an interior pass rusher generate that kind of production in a very, very long time. So I'm excited to see that as well.
Nathan Zagura joining us here on the show. Where do you put Mike McCarthy in terms of NFL coaches? Because I make jokes all the time, and I'm like, yeah, you know, he looks like a boat of country gravy. But he's also a very good offensive mind. His teams do play at a high level. He's been able to do this for a very long time. I think this is his 19th year total. Where does he stack up amongst the NFL guys?
You know, it's hard to really answer that question. I think he's probably certainly top half, right? But he's also been paired with top quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, Aaron Rodgers, Dak Prescott, who is very much a top quarterback in the National Football League. So that's it makes it a little bit harder to measure that, but certainly top half knows how to run an offense. And I think the real question is, can he, you know, as you get into the postseason, can he deliver the goods there? And I think that's what one of the reasons why maybe they haven't given Dak Prescott that extension. And I think that's probably a little unfair, but that's really the question with Mike McCarthy. You know, I do think that he is a top half of the league quarterback, clearly a very good offensive-minded coach, play caller, all of those things.
From Light, Nathan, I've been asking everybody today, you know, how Browns fans felt about what they saw between the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. Any takeaways for you?
Yeah, I felt great watching that game, and I realized it was very close. In fact, they were just a toe away from tying the game or potentially even winning it at the end, since they were going to go for two, it appeared. I feel good about that if you're a Browns fan watching the Baltimore Ravens. Here's why. Their offensive line has problems, real problems, and our defensive line is the best in the NFL. So I think that's a big advantage for us. Derrick Henry, at least in game one, appeared to not be the ideal scheme fit that I thought he was. I mean, last year they had Gus Edwards give you know, I think 13 touchdowns, 12 touchdowns, big, strong back. He was fine. It doesn't feel like Derrick Henry adds all that much to them, and he is so much more comfortable running those zone plays with a quarterback under center, and Lamar likes to be in the shotgun. Lamar is still incredibly dangerous. He looked very good running the football over 100 yards, but obviously missed a couple of key throws down the end. And then defensively, they just do not have the same juice that they had last year. And, you know, that may change as the season goes on. I really thought the Chiefs had a couple opportunities to blow that game open. You know, if Mahomes just hit Samaje Perine on that out on third and five, which is a throw he probably makes 99 out of 100 times.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
This game might have been a 14-point game at the end. It felt like the Chiefs were completely in control of this game to me until the end. Obviously, it got a little bit tight there, but I felt good about it. I saw the things that I expected to see that nobody was really talking about with the Ravens. They don't have a vertical threat. They did not push the ball down the field really at all other than a couple of broken plays. Derrick Henry is not going to change who they are on offense in the way that people think it might. And then they lost a ton on defense. And I thought all of that showed. And then the other thing that people weren't talking about as much is also their offensive line. And that was a problem. And Lamar's going to be running for his life back there. I mean, how many times he hit the top of his drop and he had to go immediately because of the pressure. And so I think that they've got some problems. They also are the Ravens. They're very well coached, and Lamar Jackson is one of the most difficult to defend players in the league. So they'll still be good, but I don't think, you know, a lot of people are saying this is a top, you know, 2, 3, 4 team in the NFL. I didn't see that top to bottom yesterday.
Well, I agree with you on that. But how did you feel that people thought Derrick Henry was going to change their offense real quick?
Because he's Derrick Henry, and they thought, oh, now you're going to have Lamar running for 1,000 yards, and Derrick Henry's going to run for 2,000 yards. It just, he is a kind of, he's a guy who you need to wear you down, right? He gets better as the game goes on. He's a load. He does have that home run ability, but it's predicated a lot on, you know, being in heavier personnel, which they were, but also being under center. Because in the shotgun, it limits the runs that he can do, and it limits the direction defenses know where he's got to go based on where he's aligned. There are only so many runs. If you're on a shotgun and the running back's on your right side, there are only so many runs that are going to go back out to the right. So you've got this quick little pitch, or you're running a counter. That's it. Most of the time, it's going to be coming across the quarterback. So it's just, that's not what he was in Tennessee. And he's not going to get 300 carries here. And clearly, you could see that last night. This is Lamar Jackson's team. And it felt like they almost had as many designed runs for Lamar as they did for Derrick Henry. Will he be good at the goal line? Of course, he's a bull. But I don't see him being, you know, that guy that's going to be near the top of the league in rushing yardage, which I think a lot of people thought, oh, man, how are you going to stop them? You know, Derrick Henry and Lamar. It seemed to me Lamar running off of the pass plays and some of those design runs was more dangerous than them handing it to Derrick Henry. Quite frankly, if I was a defense, I'd rather have them turn around and hand it off to Derrick Henry than have the ball in Lamar Jackson's hands.
Nathan Zagura joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Man, I agree with you on that. Like, I thought they'd be able to salt it away in games later with him. But the stuff about the shotgun, man, I never thought about that. You're right. Like, the offensive line and the defense, I'm sitting there going, man, you lost Patrick Queen. I know Roquan Smith's good, but there's some problems there. But that stuff about the shotgun, that's some really good stuff, Nathan. I didn't even think about that. Nathan, I thank you very much for the time. We thank you very much for the time. Oh, real quick, of course, you're going to be doing the game with Andrew Siciliano. What's it like to be doing the game with Andrew Siciliano for this season and beyond?
Yeah, obviously, look, nobody likes the circumstances under which this is happening, and everybody, and send our love and thoughts to Jim Donovan. Andrew, I got to work with him, I think, 3 games last year, and the ultimate compliment I could give him is that he reminds me of working with Jim Donovan. He's that traditional radio play-by-play guy. He has passion. and energy and love for the Cleveland Browns, deep-seated fandom for the Cleveland Browns. And so I think you're going to get that through the broadcast, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to working with Andrew and looking forward to getting it going, you know, Sunday, 4:25, Huntington Bank Field. And as you heard Coach Stefanski say on his show last night, get out of the Muni lot and get into the stands. We need you there for intros. We need that place rocking.
They'll have enough time in the Muni lot. They got like from 6 a.m. on, 5 a.m. on, some of them 4 a.m. Right. When you go over the curb.
Get out of there by 3:30. Make your way over. Be in the seats by 4. Let's go.
Nathan, thank you for the time, buddy.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Nathan Zagura on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Power rankings are out. What else you got over there?
People will be getting there on Saturday night.
Yes, they will.
It was always the cavalcade of the Winnebagos and those awesome campers that start getting in and line up because they won't let you in until first thing on Sunday morning. It's going to be awesome.
And we're all about expectations. Am I allowed to ask for wine? I don't even drink wine. This is like free things.
Let's go.
No, you can't do that. I can't do that. I can't accept
it. Unless you're asking for it.
Well, I'm asking for it. A meeting after the show. That's what I'm asking for. If you want to do that, if you want to leave those messages, I need you to get the free Odyssey app. It's absolutely free. Get the coming in hotline. Okay, hold on. Get the coming in hotline. I'll tell you how I get the coming in hotline. You follow 92.3 The Fan. You click on it, and then it's got the Listen Live button. And it also has a microphone next to it. And you click on the microphone. Do we have my recording earlier? And I mean, we'll do it live in real time. You ready? I'll write it. We'll do it live. This thing doesn't suck. Here we go. Ready? Three. Record. It says, you click on the button. It says recording in 3, 2, 1. And then you say, Mike McCarthy looks like a bowl of mashed potatoes. And you send. You hit end. And then you hit send. And then it's like, submit your information. And then it's going to say, Ken in Cleveland. And so it's going to go over to Owen.
Kenneth.
2, 1. And then you say, Mike McCarthy looks like a bowl of mashed potatoes. There you go.
It's that quick. We have access to it that quick. So keep that in mind during the game on Sunday especially.
Yep. I want you to do that. I want you to enjoy it. Also, we have it's not worth hitting the bed for. We do have some breaking news here. I saw this about 28 minutes ago when we were talking to Nathan. Brandon Marcello, I think it's Marcello. I've had him on the CBS show, or the Infinity show before. National college football reporter for CBS Sports and 24/7 Sports. Connor Stallions, now the acting head coach at Detroit Mumford High School after their head coach suffered a mild stroke. Dennis Dodd reporting on that first. So Connor Stallions. From the penthouse to the outhouse, back to the middle class house.
So many people who watched that documentary Mid-floor. On Netflix said you will end up feeling bad for Connor Stallions.
I felt bad. Lloyd was nasty. Called him arrogant, smug.
Well, there's different ways to feel bad for someone.
Well, I felt bad.
Well, it seemed like because, and again, I haven't watched a documentary and I'm not sure I can stomach it. Maybe there will come a time.
It's going to be bad for you.
Yeah,
it's
great. Maybe at the end of the football season.
You got to see Brohio. He's amazing. It's like those old.
He's messed up.
I'm not going to say the name because I don't want to be ran down, but it's like all those drug cartel documentaries and people show up and they're in like masks and sunglasses. That's how seriously the guy takes it.
What, this is just an Ohio State?
Yeah, the person
fan.
Who exposed.
Just an Ohio State.
The person
fan.
Who exposed.
Brohio.
Yeah, it's Brohio. Okay. His name's Brohio. Nick Swisher.
I'm curious because, I mean, the only thing that mattered to this dude ever was doing whatever he could to help out Michigan,
mm-hmm.
that university, to get entrenched into Michigan and someday work for them.
You have to watch
it. And now
it.
He's on the outs. Now he can't work for them.
You have to watch it. I feel bad saying this. The Steve McNair one that just came out, it's basically a waste of time.
It was a clunker.
You watched it? Yeah, okay, yeah. It's basically a complete waste of time. I don't think it does any service to... It's a tragic story, but it doesn't do any service to any of the parties involved. I think they probably just made a deal for it and then realized they don't have anything here, and you got to fill the hour, so that's what they did. But the Connor Stallions one, Anthony, is incredible. The lengths that he was willing to go where he is, without all this, he'd be one of the greatest, he'd probably be one of the biggest college football fans you'd ever meet in your life. If he'd have never done any sign stealing and never would have done anything, the commitment to be at Michigan is unlike anything I've ever seen. It's Rudy. It's basically Rudy.
Hey, listen.
Except he wants to be a coach, not a player.
Inspirational for you.
Well, now he's going to be a high school coach.
Yeah.
He
went to the Naval Academy. Lyman, he went to the Naval Academy just because he found out 15 of the top 20 coaches had military backgrounds.
Incredible. That is incredible.
That's insane.
So, you're going to make me end up having to watch it, but obviously we've got football and everything going on now. You know, they used to say SEC, it just means more. They just take it more seriously. Is that the case? Are things changing here?
Well, Wetzel made that joke. It's like, man, it's so much easier to just poison some trees.
Oh, I know, I know.
It's like,
but the reason I say it, think about what's happened here in the last year. You have Connor Stallions. They basically skirted every recruiting rule, anything you can imagine, the sign stealing, whatever it took to win a championship. Then Ohio State says, all right, we're going to up the ante. We're actually going to pay more than anybody else. We're going to make sure this never happens again. Then you have Oregon and USC say, you know what? We're just going to join the Big Ten. Like, I'd have to say that things have evened up here very quickly about how seriously the Big Ten takes college football.
Oh, yeah. You make jokes to me all you want about like Michigan and all that stuff, but I go, this is professional sports now. These are NIL guys. Do what's necessary to win, because the NCAA is toothless. I don't know what they can really do to them. Oh, I really don't think they can even take the trophy away at this point. So you can have a quote-unquote vacating of wins. I don't care about any of that. And if Ohio State did any of the same stuff, I wouldn't care about that. And if they go out and they win a national championship and you can say, bought and paid for it, at least you got your money's worth. You paid the money, you got what you wanted. 216-474-0092. Speaking of getting your money's worth, how are we going to get our money's worth out of Deshaun Watson? Is getting to the playoffs enough, or am I setting too low a bar?
Boy,
so many people are mad at me saying I'm setting too low a bar, and I'm going, guys, I'm thinking long term here. I'm thinking multi-years. You think I'm setting too low a bar. Well, you said AFC championship game.
We're really arguing over one game or two games in the end, because that's the difference potentially between a six seed. We'll see how jumbled up the AFC North is, and winning the division, which gives you a home game and a real legit shot to make it to the AFC championship game. I am really interested to see. People are telling me close to the team, Nathan Zagura, Mary Kay, they're going to open it up. They are not worried about the little practice time, the very limited, you know, schedule, and the first teamers really haven't had that much work together. No live sessions at all for Deshaun Watson. So I thought they'd be very hesitant. I don't know if we were going to unveil the full offense. They're saying they will be unveiled. And Ken Dorsey is as confident as all get out that you're going to see this new offense this week.
Let me ask you this. What is the quote-unquote opening it up? Is it five wide every single time? I don't know if that's opening it up.
You said 10 personnel. Nathan said a bunch of 10 personnel with the four receivers.
Okay, well, when do they open it up? Do they open it up next week? Is that when they start to open it up? Because I just find it hard to believe, guys. Maybe on first down to throw some things off and to maybe show, maybe get something and see what their defense does. But I can't imagine they're going to go a whole game in 10 and just open it up, let it rip. Like, I think that David Njoku is going to have a bigger game, because it tells you. Your offensive, guys, the script is right there for you. Your offensive line has some struggles regardless. You have either James Hudson or Jack Conklin, who hasn't done the position since 2017 and is coming off a season-ending injury. You have either of those guys playing left tackle. You have one of the better pass rushes in all the NFL with DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons. Micah Parsons had 14 sacks last year, and I know Nathan said that DeMarcus Lawrence has been better in run support than he has in sacks either way. You got a guy with 14 sacks lining up across from you. This screams, if you're going to throw, and you should, if you're going to throw, get rid of the ball quickly. They have inexperience at the linebacker position. You have David Njoku. Give me a wide cross. Give me some things that can get me over the middle and get me going and take advantage of a couple of mismatches. If you have a linebacker in coverage against David Njoku, that should be a win for us. So I know that they can say four wide and da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, but I got to look at who my matchup is. Maybe next week's four wide. I got to see. But when I have a rookie in the secondary, that's going to make things more interesting for people to want to do it. I get that. But when I see that inexperience at linebacker and I see that pass rush, I'm going, man, I don't want to sit there and be Mr. Conservative on running the offense, but I do want to play it a little closer to the vest and get rid of the ball
quicker.
I'll
tell you, you're going to get a motivated DeMarcus Lawrence after he came out this week and said he burnt through all his rookie money very quickly in the NFL. His father called him stupid for spending all the money. He said he burned all the way through it already.
Hey, you only live once. You can't take it with you, bud. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.